two former Eagles, and now both Rams, Eastern Washington Eagles, that is, Samson Ebukam and Cooper Kupp. Could you guys ever imagine that the two of you guys would be on the same team?
I can't get rid of them.
Seriously, though, because I got to say, you guys were the last people on the field, still working hard, and that's all I've read about the two of you is that you guys are workhorses and still last ones to come out.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to put in work and get what you put in, and that's what we're trying to do right now. We're just trying to stay on the team. Even though we got drafted, our spot is not safe at all, so we got to earn it every day.
Well, since I just met the two of you, I want you to introduce me to him. Tell me a little bit about him. How would you describe this guy? We got to look at him while this happens.
So Samson's a freak of nature. He does some things on the field that I've never seen before from anyone else. So
you're making him blush.
Okay, if I'm going first, I want to make sure something good coming back. So I'm gonna say he's a freak. Great dude. Gonna work hard, like you said. I mean, he's gonna earn everything. So that's a little bit about Samson.
All right, it's your turn. Tell me a little about Cooper Kupp.
Coop is Coop. Like,
that's a great definition. Thank you.
I don't know what to say about him. Like. The dude over here is just making people look stupid on the first day on the route running. I was watching film today, and the dude that was guarding him was on his heels, which was his fault. And he just completely just made him, fall on his ass. I was just like, whoa.
Fall on his bleep. That's okay. That's what life's about, right? We're rolling with it. Okay, so you obviously did well. Guys, now that we got the formalities out of the way and you guys were nice about each other, I want to know some dirt. What's the best story you got on each other from college?
I don't know. I think I'm going to speak for Samson a little bit, but I think we're both pretty clean on this one. I mean, we don't do anything too stupid.
It's the teammate code right there. That's okay. I'm going to let that one slide. What's it like to play on an all-red field? Because I had to wear sunglasses to watch your guys' highlights.
I mean, it's an advantage to us. It is. Because, the first time I came there and I figured out that they had a red field, I was just like, what is this? Like, I have no idea. I feel like I'm stepping on fire right now. But, it's an advantage to us, and we just, we love it. Like, it feels like home.
What about you?
Yeah, I say it just becomes ours, At the first time you step on, you might not be feeling it. But, when it's yours and you're on it every day, then it's a different thing. So I think it is an advantage at that point. Like, you're playing on something different than you have your entire life. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's just an everyday thing.
As you guys are going through this whole draft process, I'm sure it kind of blows your mind to think that you both ended up at the exact same place. But you see him go off the board to the Rams. What were your first initial thoughts? Did you even think, hey, I met with the Rams too. Maybe I'll go there.
I mean, I did have a thought, but with the draft, you can never really know where you're going. And when he went to the Rams, I was just like, damn, that's good for him. He's over here close to home, so I hope I get a team that's close by. And once they called me, I was just like, let's go.
And you texted him right away, right? What did you say on the text?
I did. I can't tell you what I said on the text. Let's keep that between us. I was pumped. I just said, hell yeah. To have him here again, and be teammates again, it was pretty special.
So the time to go to work text that's out there in the media, that was a formality as well, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Totally fair. Okay, now I got to ask you guys, because Eastern Washington, fairly close to Seattle. How are you going to make those Eastern Washington guys not Seahawks fans and more Rams fans?
I'm not going to try to convince anyone,
Speaks for itself that Cooper Kupp and Samson Ebukam are on the team. They should cheer for the Rams.
Well, I mean, I think our goal is to come in here and start to produce and, win games and win playoffs and win Super Bowls and, fans like teams that win. So, what we're going to do is just go out there and do what we do as football players and, let them decide who they want to root for.
What about you? Got any convincing tactics you might want to share?
Nah, not really. My game just speaks for itself, and so does Coop. So all our close friends are Rams fans now. Uh-huh. But everybody else, they just got to see how we play and so we can win them over.
Did you guys have any nicknames in college? Or is it just Coop?
No. I think it's just Sammy.
Sammy, that.
Yeah, there was a couple others that didn't really stick, but I'm not going to say those.
But Sammy stuck.
Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like Sammy. Okay. You had probably my favorite quote of the press day yesterday when you were talking about Wade Phillips. So let me just remind the people if they have not seen it. I believe it was somewhere along the lines of you thought that he'd be an older guy and maybe he wasn't exactly what you thought he was going to be. What did you think Wade Phillips was going to be like?
I thought it was going to be one of those hard, old, rah-rah type of coaches that it's right here, according to the book, every time. But he's laid back. I mean, the way he coaches, he just tells you what you need to do. Then it's up to you if you want to do that. Because if you do exactly what he says, you're going to be successful. But if you don't, you're cut. Like, you're done.
It's just matter of fact at that point. But he's kind of funny. Very chill dude, don't you think?
I got to follow him on Twitter.
Oh, yes, you do. Let me tell you. He's got some of my favorite tweets ever. I always talk about this one. When he first found his Twitter, he said the Rams are the only team with a defensive coordinator on Medicare and a head coach in daycare.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm telling you, you got to follow him. Maybe you guys can even read his book. I need to read his book as well. What's the first couple days been like for you being out there running around a little bit?
Yeah, it's been fun. I just, be around these guys. There's such a great group of guys out here. So, it's just been fun being able to hang out with them and go out and play football.
Jared Goff was sitting there watching you guys practice a little bit yesterday. How cool was it to see him kind of just hang around and maybe see the direction that this team is headed?
Yeah, no, that was cool. He's out here looking at things. And, I mean, he was in here for a lot of reasons, because he's a quarterback. He wants to get better. He wants to make sure he's putting this team in the best position to win. So that just speaks to the kind of player he is.
Now, I got to say this because I scream Oregonians all the time because I'm a proud Oregonian. So is he. He's from Portland. And honestly, our high schools were in the same conference and played against each other. And 9 times out of 10, my high school won.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, my high school won? Okay, you heard it here first. But what's it like moving from the Pacific Northwest for you guys down to Southern California?
I'm Nigerian, so I love this weather, man.
This is what you were made for.
I love this weather. This is awesome to me. You got a little breeze, got a little sun. I mean, like, it's quiet around here. I'm like, this is the place to be, man. It's awesome. Portland is noisy. I can't.
A little bit too much going on there.
I can't deal with that, man.
What about you? What are you thinking of Southern California? I know you've kind of been down here for a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's great. My wife loves the sun, so, happy wife, happy life. I'm good.
Smart guy. Man, we've got some smart guys right here. Anything you want to say to the fans as they wrap up watching us here at Facebook Live? How did Rookie Minicamp go? If you gave yourself a grade, what grade would you give yourself? We'll start here.
I'm going to go B+.
Okay.
I think there's still stuff to improve on, a lot to learn still. Get to the point where you're not thinking, you're just going out and playing, being able to set guys up, and just a full understanding of the offense. So, 2 days in, there's always going to be room to improve. Mm-hmm. So, going forward, give myself some of that room to improve, and these next, months ahead, just be ready for the season.
I like that. I'm excited to watch that get bumped up to an A. What about yourself?
I'm going to say like a B. Like, there was a couple of mental mistakes, but it all just comes with time because it's just going to get better from here on. I just got to get in that playbook and like focus on my assignments and just get the thing done.
Guys, it was nice getting to chat with you. I'm excited that we've got two former Eagles. I'm not going to call you guys Eagles anymore because now you're Rams. I'm excited to have you guys. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.